You're listening to the Personal Growth Magazine podcast with your host, Daryl Daughtry.
Hello, friend. I'm Daryl Daughtry, publisher of Personal Growth Magazine and host of this podcast. And today we're going to talk about a mental phenomenon known as imposter syndrome. Have you ever felt inadequate or insecure despite having achieved certain levels of success? If so, you're not alone. It could be due to something called imposter syndrome. This constraining mindset often stems from things like setting very high expectations that become overwhelming, or stressful past experiences like bullying or unreasonable parental pressure, or constantly fearing failure based on doubting your choice-making ability, or holding perfectionism as your normal standard of living life. Do you ever feel like a fraud? Even though you've enjoyed various achievements in life, it's probably the most recognized state of mind related to imposter syndrome. Doesn't matter who you are or how educated, everyone can experience it. This phenomenon was first identified back in the 1970s during studies of women's experiences in their respective fields. And since then, additional research has suggested that males also face similar feelings of inadequacy, regardless of their background or job title. The most common symptoms they've discovered include the fear of being considered to be a failure or a loser, or thinking luck or chance caused your successes and downplaying them, or equating overworking with the only path towards personal achievement, or feeling undeserving of attention or affection from others, or holding yourself back from pursuing your potential due to your insecurities. These symptoms are brought about by low self-esteem that doubts your abilities, your accomplishments, and your acquired knowledge. They ignore personal wins altogether and wrongly attempt comparisons with seemingly more successful people, which only makes matters worse. There are many external triggers that heighten these inner feelings, such as negative criticism, difficulty finding a job, or awkwardness in relationships. Combined together, they create an obstacle course full of low expectations and unmet goals. Imposter syndrome can have a serious impact on personal growth due to this constant self-doubt you experience. You always question your capabilities or believe that you don't possess the necessary skills for success. Thus, it's pretty easy to become overwhelmed by the internal disorder that restricts you from taking risks or pursuing goals essential to your fulfillment and development. This self-doubt also encourages negative thinking, such as catastrophizing, where you convince yourself that failure will occur even before you start something. You may even brush off an achievement with a comment like, "I just got lucky." Therefore, if you're dealing with imposter syndrome, it's important to be aware of how detrimental your mental chatter can be and start replacing it with empowering affirmations that acknowledge your large and small victories along the way. Instead of ruminating over past failures and future fears, focus on the things you did right and be thankful for the opportunities that lie ahead. Can you relate to feeling inadequate regardless of your abilities? It's totally normal and natural for you to feel this apprehension when faced with some challenging tasks. This fearfulness can be crippling for you and make you unable to function due to being consumed by worry over potentially failing. Your anxiety will only grow stronger because it makes you think that your attempts are pointless. So you eventually stop taking risks and sabotage your own personal growth and development. you've gone through some imposter syndrome at some stage in your life, whether it was work-related, school-related, or within personal relationships. It was a feeling of inadequacy and a lack of self-confidence that led to anxiety and stress. But fortunately, there are ways you can overcome mental obstacles associated with imposter syndrome and give yourself a chance to live a more fulfilling life. The first step is to understand the symptoms that cause you to have self-doubt and feelings of worthlessness. Once you recognize these can be related to having imposter syndrome, it's important to begin to deal with these thoughts and feelings. Stop giving them control over your actions. Also consider the following. Separate your feelings from literal facts surrounding your situation. Take note of your accomplishments and celebrate your small wins. Stop comparing yourself to other people and their accomplishments. Let go of perfectionism. Accept the fact that you're an imperfect human. And finally, talk to a life coach or a counselor and get some needed help.
We will be right back with Daryl's views on this topic right after this.
We invite you to check out Daryl's new book, Living Your Very Best Life. It is a collection of life-changing wisdom from his many years of professional life coaching and training other life coaches in over 60 countries around the world. You can find it at personalgrowthmagazine.com, and it's also available at amazon.com in Kindle, paperback, and hardcover.
Hi, Daryl Daughtry again. Imposter syndrome is real, and it can take its toll on your mental and emotional well-being. It brings with it self-doubt, fear, uneasiness, and low self-confidence. Gratefully, there's steps you can take to climb out from underneath it. So take time off for introspection to identify negative thoughts or beliefs about yourself that might have been holding you back. And with some determination and support, conquering imposter syndrome will not seem as impossible to accomplish, but something that is achievable over time. Thank you so much for listening. And come visit us at personalgrowthmagazine.com.